This is Fresh Air. Among the century's great violin players, the greatest, according to classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, is Joseph Sigeti. He was born in Budapest in 1892 and died in Switzerland at age 80. Very few of Sigeti's important recordings are currently available, but now the British label Pearl has issued two compact discs devoted to the concerto performances from the height of his career. Lloyd says they will make you hear old pieces with a fresh air.
If you thought you knew the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, if the last time you heard it was one time too many, then you need to hear the extraordinary recording that begins with the excerpt I just played. It was made in 1933, and I've never heard anything that approached it for beauty of tone and depth of feeling, or that was so charged with meaning. The violinist is Joseph Sigeti, and the conductor is Sir Thomas Beecham, who leads his own hand-picked virtuoso orchestra, the London Philharmonic, one of the very greatest orchestras in the history of orchestras. The British label Pearl has issued a compact disc that includes all three of Sigeti's concerto performances with Beecham, the Mendelssohn, Mozart's fourth concerto, and Prokofiev's first. These recordings, along with Sigeti's Brahms with Sir Hamilton Hardy and Beethoven with Bruno Walter on a second Pearl disc, and a couple of Bach concertos that are not yet on CD, are the greatest violin concerto performances ever recorded. Period. Listen to how communicative Sigeti makes the slow movement of the Mozart. He never betrays the elegance of the classical style, yet what a revelation to hear how much that style still speaks to us. When Sigeti got older, he developed serious problems with bowing and intonation. But even then, the eloquence and humanity of his interpretations were in a class by themselves. But because technically he was an easy target in those later recordings, and so few of his earlier recordings are available, his reputation has dimmed. But the absolute sweetness and incredible variety of these Pearl reissues ought to restore him to his rightful preeminence. Here's Sigeti in Prokofiev's first violin concerto, a work he virtually single-handedly championed when other fiddlers thought it was too modern or too hard to play. In the bigger pieces, the Beethoven and the Brahms, Sigeti's sense of architecture and large-scale continuity without any sacrifice of nuance is even more impressive. I wish I had time to play a whole movement, but perhaps one example will convince you. Listen to the grace and wisdom he so effortlessly brings to the first movement of the Brahms. Thank you. late-night TV buffs might actually get an occasional chance to see Sacchetti. He's one of the guest performers in a World War II film called Hollywood Canteen. Betty Davis introduces him, and he plays a delightful solo. Then he plays a duet with another important violinist, Jack Benny. How could an artist whose performances are so heartbreaking not also have a sense of humor?
Lloyd Schwartz reviewed two new Joseph Sacchetti reissues on the Pearl record label. This is Fresh Air.